So let's see, a pandemic, economic collapse, an unarmed black man killed by a seemingly indifferent white police officer knee to his neck, metaphor writ large, pepper spray used to clear peaceful protesters from a park so a president could take a photo op at a church he didn't attend. Not much to laugh about there. Or is there? And must we? Let's ask Sarah Cooper. Millions have seen her short videos on Twitter or TikTok wearing a simple navy blazer. In a recent one, a fan blows her hair, you know, the way a helicopter should when you're standing next to it. So picture now this young black woman lip-syncing this.
Yeah, but MAGA is Make America Great Again. By the way, they love African-American people. They love black people. MAGA loves the black people.
They love the black people. Although Trump does not love Sarah, he blocked her on Twitter years before these videos. We'll have all of them at hereandnow.org as Sarah Cooper joins us on Skype from Brooklyn. And Sarah, you know, we've seen those videos where people put their voices in the lips of politicians. This is you lip-syncing the president's words. Why did you start this?
Well, it was a combination of a few things. I was stuck inside my apartment during quarantine. I wanted to figure out what TikTok was. That's going on along with Trump giving these daily press briefings where he's talking a lot but not saying anything. And it really just reminded me of being in corporate meetings where these guys would come in and just throw around a buzzword they just learned 5 minutes ago and they don't even know what it really means. But he had the added benefit of people behind him nodding, reporters calling him Sir, Mr. President. I kind of wanted to take all of that away. And as a black woman who's been in these situations, I was like, I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to BS my way through a response. I like the idea of just lip syncing his words and giving people this visual of what would it be like if a black woman was in a meeting and said something like, yeah, you know, we're going to form a committee. I'm going to call it a committee and we're going to make decisions, which is one of the first videos that I did was him saying that.
And so we're going to have a few committees. I'll call them committees. And then ultimately we're going to make decisions. So we're going to make decisions fairly quickly. And I think they're going to be the correct decision.
And so that was kind of the impetus for it. It was just like, I want to be able to BS my way through life the way the president has BS'd his way through this administration.
Well, and now it should be abundantly clear to anyone for whom it wasn't clear before, you are not a fan of President Trump. He returns the favor. He's blocked you on Twitter.
Well, he blocked me on Twitter 3 years ago. So we've had a tumultuous relationship. And so this actually feels like sort of poetic justice that I am now using him to increase my platform.
So there, it has been established. Not fans. Tell us how this all started. We know you wanted to be an actress at one point. You know, we're doing some stand-up. But you were at Google when you started writing blog posts about how to appear smart at meetings. The posts get attention. You got a deal to write the book, 100 Tricks to Appear Smart in Meetings, How to Get By Without Even Trying. Can you give us some of those tips?
Absolutely. One of my favorite tips is to translate percentages into fractions. So if someone says 25% of people clicked on this button, you just respond with, oh, about 1 in 4. And people will be so impressed with your extremely quick math skills. another great one is just to ask, will this scale? No matter what it is, just ask if it's going to scale, because scaling is very important and no one even really knows what that means. And another great one, which is you don't even have to say anything, is just to get up from the conference room table and start pacing around the room. I remember being in a meeting and a VP got up, started pacing around the room, and then asked the presenter to go back one slide, which is another one of the tricks. And he did both of those things at the same time. And then he looked over at me and he winked. And so that's proof to me that that's how you become a VP at Google, is you just pace, ask the presenter to go back a slide, make fun of yourself, draw a Venn diagram, translate percentages into fractions, and you will immediately make everyone in the room think that you are leadership material.
Okay, will this scale? Pace. So what do you do with your face? Like, do you rehearse in a mirror? Are you trying to copy his face? What are you doing?
That's one thing I'm specifically not trying to do, because he doesn't actually emote with his face a lot. what I'm doing is I'm saying, what if me, Sarah Cooper, said these words? And I'm sort of speaking to the subtext of what he's saying. So when he is obviously out of his element, I am making a face like I'm confused, or I'm reaching, or I'm stretching, or I'm grasping for a word. I'm very specifically not doing what he's doing, but doing what a normal human being would be doing if they were saying these words.
It looks like you have been an observer, and maybe an observer of those who puff up a bit for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I had a life coach very briefly a few years ago, and one of the things we did was write a personal mantra or a thing that we want to get across with our work. And the thing that I wrote for myself was to pull back the mask and show that a lot of us really don't know what we're doing. I mean, me included. You see people doing things on social media and you think, oh, they're successful. I'll do that same thing. I'll post that same picture. I'll write that same caption. And it's so empty. And so that's why we're sort of starved for authenticity, because a lot of us are just playing parts.
Well, and now we have COVID-19. Thank God we had doctors and nurses who actually trained and are helping us through this. And let's talk about your video about that. This was How to Medical, and these were President Trump's comments at that press briefing in which Dr. Deborah Birx, who's the response coordinator for the coronavirus task force, he tried to get her to say that the virus could be attacked by hitting the body with ultraviolet light, and he was pointing at his body. Maybe we inject disinfectant into the body or lungs. And picture, again, a black woman in her blazer. This time, you're like, I think you had a lamp. You were putting a lamp on your skin, taking a bottle of Clorox, I think, and acting like you could inject it into your skin. Let's listen.
We hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body.
What are you thinking when you're doing this? Because it was not just absurd. It was dangerous.
When I was doing this, I was thinking, I'm being really smart right now. I'm saying the smartest possible thing that I think I can possibly say right now, which is, I think, what Trump was thinking when he was saying it. He thought he was changing the game with his ideas of putting ultraviolet light underneath the skin. Taking that idea of brilliance and then juxtaposing it with me being underneath my kitchen sink, pulling out the cleaner, putting it on my arm, injecting it into my arm. I really think this is smart, but it's so obviously stupid.
Now we have the killing of George Floyd. You know, it's hard to think of anything there, but after the president had those protesters forcibly, violently removed from Lafayette Park, peaceful protesters, so he could walk to that photo op at the church, you came back with an audio from a 2015 Bloomberg News interview about the Bible. Let's listen.
I'm wondering what one or two of your most favorite Bible verses are,
well,
and why.
I wouldn't want to get into it because to me that's very personal. You know, when I talk about the Bible, it's very personal. So I don't want to get into
There's no verse that means a lot to you that you think about or cite.
The Bible means a lot to me, but I don't want to get into specifics.
Even to cite a verse that you like.
No, I don't want to do that.
Are you an Old Testament guy or a New Testament guy?
Probably equal. I think it's just an incredible, the whole
Sarah Cooper.
Bible is an incredible idea.
There is also a passage in the Bible about not being a hypocrite, never hold up your faith in front of others, go do it privately. But having said that, you've said that some of President Trump's supporters have loved these. But when it comes to this moment that we're in now, how are you feeling when you're doing these things?
It's such a difficult time. I think for me, creating things is part of what helps me with my anxiety about what's going on and my uncertainty and my hopelessness. And I never thought that doing something like this would actually be helpful. And I've been shocked, really, by the outpouring of people that have said, I haven't laughed all week, and I saw your video, and I laughed for the first time, or I got off a shift, you know, as a nurse, and I smiled when I saw this. And so it is a tendency for me to be like, well, is this important? Am I making a difference at all? But when I get messages like that, I realize, you know, humor is important. Laughing is important, and it's healing. And so as hard as everything is right now, I do think that there is something to be said for making things that people can have some release with.
comedian Sarah Cooper, and we'll have all of her Twitter and TikTok videos at hearnow.org. Sarah, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.